AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues the balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in Central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that it's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Education Committee meetings will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. In Portage County, a quorum of the Land and Water Conservation Committee will attend the Farmers for Tomorrow meeting in Amherst from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. at the Portage County Annex. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11:30 a.m. The Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 3 to 6 p.m., and the City Council will meet from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. partly cloudy overnight with lows around 11. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 31. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Services Administration.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Extreme MAGA Republicans in the House have no real agenda when it comes to making life better for everyday Americans. Their agenda is to cut Social Security, cut Medicare, hold the United States economy hostage, and try and impose a 30% national sales tax on everyday Americans, which will dramatically increase costs on 90% of the American people. That is the extreme MAGA Republican agenda. They have no plan, they have no vision, they have no ideas when it comes to making life better for everyday Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries.
That's right.
Looky here. U.S. payroll surprised with surge as jobless rate hits a 53-year low. Mm-hmm. Employers added 517,000 jobs in January above all estimates.
Why does Joe Biden hate
Go dark, Brandon. I don't know. Why does Joe Biden hate America?
Work?
Why? Angela, hi, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
It's look at Francis sporting the Paul Bunyan look this morning.
Acting like she's not in her pajamas.
Can I just say, AOC, Ilhan Omar, on fire yesterday. The nerve of a party that associates with actual Nazis calling someone else anti-Semitic, right? And keeping her, voting her off committees.
She was amazing. I love that speech. She was like, you can have your vote or not. I am here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen. Wait, let's start with AOC. Hang on. Where are we? Which one?
24.
Thank 24. You. Start with AOC.
Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes. And also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Hello. I mean,
it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, there's George Santos sitting there who's not claimed to be Jewish, right? And isn't claimed to have relatives that died in the Holocaust that didn't. Oh, my God. Where do we even start? Right.
Call these people out for what they are every single day. We were literally yelling on our podcast yesterday about the need of the Democratic people to stand up, you know, in that body to stand up for their people.
Yeah. Ilhan Omar. Yes.
I mean.
Yeah. Go ahead, Angela. Yeah.
No, I mean, that's my thing is her speech was, you're about to hear, it was fire. But the reality is she should have, I want every single Democrat in the House to stand up and give a speech.
Yes.
Before every vote. Don't let them do this.
Yep, absolutely. Ilhan Omar yesterday.
I am Muslim. I am an immigrant. And interestingly, from Africa. Is anyone surprised that I am being targeted? Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy, or that they see me as a powerful voice that needs to be silenced? Frankly, it is expected, because when you push power, power pushes back. Representation matters. Continuing to expand our ideas of who is American and who can partake in the American experiment is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying this is the American dream. She came from a Somali refugee camp to the halls of the United States Congress.
We used to be proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
We used to welcome that. Remember when in the 70s, when we had those things on television talking about America being a melting pot?
Yep.
Even then we were like, we don't have to be a melting pot. You don't have to melt. You can just be in the stew. And then that was all good. We could all be different and have differences. We don't want that anymore. There are people inside of our government now saying, if you are not cis, hetero, straight, and Christian, and white,
yeah,
we don't want to hear from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think y'all are forgetting that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she pulled herself up out of a CrossFit and peroxide.
A vat of peroxide.
Don't take that struggle from her. Don't take that struggle from her. Those ends and those roots have been through it.
So, people pointed out, including them, mm-hmm. it was violent threats that the other members were removed, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar.
And Boebert.
So, right. House Democrats fear rolling back J6 security measures will put Tuesday's State of the Union at risk of attack. They said Republicans moved to return security to levels it was before the attack. Among other things, metal detectors were removed. More than a dozen House Democrats penned a letter to congressional leadership expressing an urgent concern for the safety and security of the president, other dignitaries, and guests at the upcoming State of the Union. The letter cites January 6th, more recently, Representative Corey Mills, Republican of Florida, sending inert grenades to colleagues. The rest of them are wearing AR-15 pins. I mean, you blame anyone for not feeling safe in the actual body?
You're not feeling safe. You aren't safe. Let's not talk about feelings. If they want to remove the metal detectors, you aren't safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, I would like to volunteer the entire Stephanie Miller Show team.
Thank you.
To provide security for House Democrats.
What now?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
We'll all go there.
I'll do that.
All right.
Stand there all day long like this with our arms crossed in front of us, staring hard at the Republicans. And every time one of them looks like they're going for a pocket, we're going to be like, what? That better be gum. That better be gum you pulling out. What are you doing?
Slowly.
What are you doing?
Slowly.
Slowly.
Francis, I believe you could make good on your threat to slap the taste out of someone's mouth. Now, I have a question, as I've appointed you science czar of the Stephanie Miller Show. Is it possible, because COVID slapped the taste out of my mouth for quite some time.
Mm.
Yeah. Chris feels that it is the velocity of which you are slapped.
By your mother.
Yes.
Oh.
By your mother.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Well, it's physics,
oh.
Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Science.
Mm-hmm. It's science.
Mm-hmm. Is there a course at Kalyer-Hilinsky Institute or...
Yeah, well, we teach the method and the technique. Those are two separate courses.
Mm-hmm. With two separate fees.
They were two separate fees, of course.
Yes. That's smart. I think that's smart.
And you can't learn how to do it unless you've taken both classes.
Sure.
You have to take both classes to know how to do it.
Well,
I don't know if y'all know that Chris is in charge of billing. He does accounts.
I see.
Right. Yeah. For the Kalyer-Hilinsky School.
Yes. See,
See, first you have to take the method, okay?
Yes.
Then that's the foundation for the technique.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
There's no slapping in method, but it's all slapping in technique.
That's okay. Right.
Okay. Thank you. You know I don't mean to set you off, but Senator Tim Scott, the lead GOP negotiator for police reform in the Senate, Thursday rejected the idea of taking up the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, which was passed by the House last. He had signaled a readiness to return to the issue in the wake of the brutal killing of Tyre Nichols. The incident has spurred Democrats in Congress to re-up reform talks. Dick Durbin said on Sunday that Scott should sit down with Cory Booker. That's who they obviously started this. Scott has dismissed suggestions that Republican lawmakers are holding up police reform, insisting that Democrats are to blame. If we watch one more Republican just throw up their hands and say, there's no law that would stop this. There's just nothing we can do about the Tyre Nichols of the world. Right? Yeah. I mean, why do we have any laws then? If there are absolutely no laws or reforms of any kind that will, right?
Absolutely. And Cory Booker, let me tell you something about Tim Scott. First of all, again, give the man props for his biscuits. They are good. Second, he don't listen to black people. Don't send Cory Booker over there. You need to just send Massa. Send somebody he recognizes as an authority.
He's saying it's a non-starter. Like, it's a non-starter. Why is it a non-starter? I mean,
because he is a really good tap dancer and biscuit maker. That's what he's focused on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, because he is, what we have to understand is we're not having a conversation. He's a non-starter. He is the non-starter.
He is the non-starter.
Yeah.
He is the cudgel.
Angela,
is the thing that they have put in the way of the discussion.
I'm sorry. For those of you who are watching on Free Speech TV, Angela, was that a Black Panther claw? What was that? You just, held up.
That's me trying to remember the FCC.
Kevin in D.C., you're...
I said it's fair.
Yeah, it was a Wakanda forever. Sure. Okay, Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela.
Good morning, everybody. So nice to see and talk to you again, Frangela. It's been a while. And, you mentioned Scott. Just when we had gotten rid of Herschel Walker, that despicable cross between Stephen Fetchett and Falco and Leghorn, then you got to deal with people like Scott. It never ends. They pop up like whack-a-mole. But anyway.
And by the way, we do not endorse Frangela's comments about Tim Scott. And I don't. Go ahead.
But anyway, this week, and I have to. I obviously I love all the individuals. Your crew and the people I met through your show. But I have to say once again, a lot of these problems will go away. John kind of hinted at it last segment. Ever since, it's not Kevin saying it, ever since the Civil Rights Movement, the majority of white people have voted for Republicans, hurting not only us, but themselves. So I have to say that when everyone gets tired, the mainstream population gets tired of not just us getting screwed, but themselves in every possible way, every policy, whether it's women's rights or anything you can name, then this crap will stop. Until they get tired of seeing your own pink-cheeked children get slaughtered, and you don't do
anything.
That
was an amen from Francis. That was an amen from Francis over there. What? But once again, the Stephanie Miller Show does not endorse Francis's comments about Tim Scott and his
biscuit
or his what? Okay. Sorry, Kevin was making very good points. I was busy getting amateur things ready to go.
Yeah,
I didn't say it.
Let's be clear about it.
Yeah, Joni Ernst said that.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
If I promise you right now, if we ever meet Tim Scott, I will straight up go, I have one question for you. You're here right now. Who's watching the biscuits?
Biscuit.
Couldn't you just, maybe you could tweet him a little gif of like the, the black guy tap dancer from
Lawrence
Welk and just a biscuit and a Hardee's biscuit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about just a Pillsbury Doughboy tap dancer?
Not just say anything. Just, okay. All right. 19, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Look at us. Look at us. Oh, bright eyes. Look. Fantastic.
Well, we're here.
Huh? Valentine's Day. How about taking 10, 15 years off your appearance or give the beloved the gift of younger looking skin? Genucel Skincare's most popular package right now. 70% off. What? And it includes the new breakthrough in skincare technology. They're always coming up with something new. The probiotic moisturizer. How much do we love? Right?
Yeah.
It's like it's yogurt. It's yogurt for your face. Well, it has the active cultures.
Probiotics.
Right? It restores balance to your skin's microbiome. Did you even know you had that?
No.
Well, now you do. Noticeably clearer complexion, visibly younger appearance, fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness visibly disappear right before your eyes, thanks to Genucel. Glenn Kirshner tweeted out, he's going to fight age like a honey badger, just like me. Age gracefully. I got that right here.
Dip it in some Genucel.
Genucel.com/Stephanie. Right now, for the first time ever, every order at Genucel.com from now to Valentine's Day includes a beauty box with two luxury gifts, yours free. Order now, 2 weeks only. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That is Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Not bad. Like Frisbee Golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Try it before you buy it. Go to Dynavite.com to get your 15-day free trial.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
In this corner, weighing several tons, the challenger, your house. And in the red corner, weighing next to nothing, the undisputed champion of the world, Wildfire.
Well, Lou, this should be quite a monumental battle.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And Bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh! Wildfire is down!
Down and out!
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Uh-oh. First question for the Kalyer-Holinsky Institute. Francie says, I remember my mom threatening to knock us into next week. Francis, is it only a maternal thing that you're able to slap the taste out of someone's mouth or slap them into another week?
No. It gets passed down generationally.
Oh, okay.
So if you have that power, see, if you've had the taste smacked out your mouth,
yeah,
then you have the power.
Typically, it's the eldest.
Bam.
It's typically the eldest daughter, correct?
It's typically passed on through the eldest daughter.
I see, yes. And now, when you say to keep someone's name out your mouth, like say, you know, when Republicans start misquoting Martin Luther King around this time of year, near Black History Month, if you slap the taste out of their mouth, can you also slap someone's name out of their mouth that does not belong there?
Absolutely.
Will Smith did the Oscars last year.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
And actually, that particular power white people have also everybody has.
Oh, okay.
When it's that egregious, it comes to you.
I have been known to smack someone into the middle of the next election cycle, which is even a superpower beyond into the next week.
I only had the power of being able to see you next Tuesday.
Yeah. Thank you, Travis.
let me tell you something. I could knock somebody into infinity.
Could you?
Wow.
I believe that you could. Mm-hmm. As does Drew in Oregon. Hello, Drew. You're on with Frangela.
Well, first, I want to thank you all for having the most entertaining morning TV and radio show ever.
Wow.
I don't know why anybody
would. I just love that Francis had to trump everybody.
Else.
Infinity. See, now there's nothing else you can do.
Right.
Except by the square root of pi, she can slap
That's
someone
right.
farther. Okay, fine. Go ahead, Drew.
Well, I have three pieces of breaking news on Congressman Santos.
Okay.
Which one's real?
If he is forced to resign, the Trump Organization says they will hire him as their new CEO, Chief Embellishment Officer.
Oh, okay. That's a little joke.
Nice.
And number two, if he is indicted, he says he'll move to Florida, where he will be pardoned by his brother, the governor, Ron DeSantis.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And number three... he's doubling down on his Jewish roots, claiming now that his actual birth name was George Soros.
Oh,
I see. Yes, and he says he's more persecuted than his father, Nelson Mandela. So, yeah.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
And now that Brady has retired, isn't he the new starting quarterback for...
he is.
Yes.
For the Buccaneers.
He is.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm. I just said it.
I really like him on Yellowstone. I think he's been amazing.
Yeah, he is really good on Yellowstone. Wait, what
and
is
then
this?
When he was in that slave film with Denzel?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he cried that one tear.
Yes.
All right, this is, I don't know, leaked audio of George Santos by some aide of his, I don't know, talking about Don Lemon.
Don Lemon just texted me. I'm sorry. I'm listening to you. Whatever the answer. Don Lemon just texted me, why were you mad at me? And it's a video of me complaining about Don Lemon. And I'm like, where was your video?
Okay, I can't really hear it, but he basically...
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes. It counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket, you spot miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids will host the 9th Southwood County Empty Bowls event on Saturday, February 18th. It will take place at the new Focus location on 2321 West Grand Avenue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. 10 local restaurants are providing a selection of soups, and the day will include basket raffles with products and services donated by local businesses. For $10, guests will receive a handmade bowl crafted by a local potter or pottery student and a meal of soup, bread, and a beverage. Signs and a road in the town of Lincoln near Grand Marsh were graffitied, and law enforcement is asking the public for help. The Adams County Crime Stoppers and Adams County Sheriff's Office are asking for help locating those responsible for damaging town of Lincoln property. The road signs are on 6th Avenue between Dyke Avenue and Eagle Avenue. Tipsters can remain anonymous and may be eligible for a $1,000 cash reward. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
partly cloudy overnight with lows around 11. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 31. Temperatures above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs from the mid-30s to the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 11.
Solution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people.
Hakeem Jeffries, Alpha Liberal, rocking it this week in Congress. One more, Hakeem.
They've called things like Social Security, socialism. Medicare, socialism. Extreme MAGA Republicans have called public education, socialism. Medicaid, socialism. The Affordable Care Act, socialism. The American Rescue Plan, socialism. But the American people should not be fooled by anything that takes place on the floor today with respect to this so-called resolution on socialism.
All right. Thank you. By the way, did you see Representative Auntie Maxine Waters bringing the fire? Who was it she was talking to? She said, now, is the, I can't remember, whatever million-dollar PPP loan you took and didn't pay that?
Yeah.
Is that socialism?
Yeah.
Bam.
Exactly.
Bam.
Exactly. You know how I know that this is working? Because my life is working. It has dripped down to me. Okay.
Have you been trickled down?
Yeah. It has trickled down to me. Finally, in my life, I've been waiting 40 years.
Yeah.
Since Reagan said trickle down economics for something to trickle down to my black behind. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Because I am an artist. I live off other people's drip. I really do. Yeah. So when other people are doing well, I do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am a reflection of other people's safety and cues of safety and feeling well. That is how I know that this economy is working. I can tell you from a personal perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a hooker pee joke in there somewhere. During the Trump years, it was only hooker pee. But I hear you. I feel you. Okay. Alina in Missouri, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Alina.
Hello. Hello, my beautiful queens and the queen of radio, of course, you.
Yes.
And our lovely man.
Thank you.
Our man boy, who is a handsome devil.
Yes.
So I have to say, did you guys notice when you had Butthead, a.k.a. Matt Gaetz, say he was about the Pledge of Allegiance must be said and all this other stuff, but then they choose to go into the chambers and replace their American flags with AR-15 pins?
Yeah. I mean, it's just beyond it. Yeah, it's despicable. It's, you know, and by the way, the, you know, anniversary of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas is coming up. They're just, it's just such performative trolling. Yeah. Okay.
It really is.
Exactly. Yes.
Exactly. No, we're not going to solve any problems. We're just going to do a lot of, we're going to put on a little play for you.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we mentioned breaking news yesterday. Nancy Pelosi has joined. Has endorsed Adam Schiff. I have a feeling that she wouldn't have done that without speaking to Feinstein, I assume. I mean, she hasn't formally announced she's stepping down yet, but Feinstein's up for, she has filed the paperwork. They say that's a legal formality. So she said her endorsement of Schiff, she framed with a flattering message about the great leadership of California's iconic Senator Dianne Feinstein. Mm-hmm. What do you think's happening there? I assume, and I think Schiff sort of implied that he had Feinstein's blessing.
I would think so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't imagine who would disrespect her like that.
Yeah. Well, I think
it doesn't seem likely to me that they would.
Yeah. More importantly, as you know, with Adam Schiff, I will have to step in because it is my district. Francis and Angela have already, you would be my press secretaries, I assume. Jen Kirkman is my speechwriter. It's already Cooter Libby 2024. We have the slogan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Chris is going to release the sexy liberal video of my cooter when I was playing Judge Jeanine. So we're getting out in front of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of no men here. Yeah.
Well, you know what? And hearing me can get down in front of that, that might promote you up to the top, to the lead, to the top of the pack.
Yeah. Well, I think, like I've said, it's very valuable having no men instead of yes men. See, that way it keeps me grounded, keeps me... See, like Angela, mm-hmm. you had to say, yes, you are correct about the woman in Sixth Sense, because they go off the premise that everything I say is stupid and wrong, which is not, which is like, it would be a departure for a congressional staff. Like, people would ask them questions. Really, they'd be like, did she say that? That's stupid and wrong. Yeah.
I think you're putting words in our mouths.
That would be hilarious if you called Congress people's offices and that's what their staff said to you. Oh, that
staff just turns on me. Right. They're, uh-huh. they're just like, oh,
you
really?
You slap the taste out of her mouth next time yeah. she says.
You know what, though? That would
they
be...
would. They would say they would slap the taste out of my mouth or it slap would... me into the next election cycle next time I do that.
That would be refreshing coming from a congressional
yes!
office, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
There's no
truth.
There's no way that I would get a big head or anything. It would just, they would keep me whoop tethered right to the basement. Okay, Rhonda in Texas.
We're hiring dancers.
Oh, we are?
For it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because we just feel like press conferences, like the press yeah. briefings, they just need an entertainment, a better element.
A
so we're hiring some dancers.
Maybe Tim Scott yeah. would come, do you think? I don't know what I meant by that. Rhonda in Texas, you're on with Frangela.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, it's been so long. Okay, so I want to talk about school shootings for a little bit. Can we talk about the kid in Newport News that shot his teacher? Like,
the
that was a learned behavior.
Years old.
Yeah, he learned that from someone in his family, right?
Yeah. yeah.
His parents modeled it, something like that. And then another piece of news in our school shooting, it's been 5 years now, and our shooter was deemed still mentally unfit to stand trial. So we're going on 5 years now with no justice. Under Republican leadership, who are supposed to be, you know, tough on crime, and school shootings are all about mental health issues. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's certainly great timing for them to start wearing AR-15 lapel pins, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, we're talking about junior 15s, right? JR-15s now.
Yeah.
But
Yes.
What child needs an automatic rifle? What point?
You know what?
The child, you tell me before a book.
Yeah.
Show me. Well, you want to take the books off the shelves.
Yeah. I feel like the Kaliur-Hilinsky Institute is just selling itself this morning. You know what I'm saying? You're just spraying a little bit of fire. I feel like it must be. Is it the end of the quarter? Is the
bringing in those fees?
Is this a fundraising period? Mm-hmm. What's happening?
It is. I mean, JR-15. We are talking. That is a reality.
Yeah. It's true.
What I don't understand is, you know what I say, if you want to buy your child an AR-15, so you want to get them a junior AR-15, then you need to let them drive you places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd like to, if you will let them, from now on, the only person in your household who can drive is that child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Because what I know is you ain't giving them the keys to your car. I know that.
Well, and do they have a license to shoot the gun?
Yeah. Drew in Arkansas, you're on with Frangela.
Oh, good morning. Boy, I have just a couple of quick things. First of all, an unsolicited testimonial. My husband and I took two dear friends on that American cruise, my New England cruise, last March.
Oh.
Oh, my
oh.
God.
Oh, fantastic.
It was phenomenal.
On American Cruise Lines.
How was the authentic lobster bake?
American lobster.
How was the lobster bake?
Yeah, oh, the lobster bake was remarkable.
Good.
It was. So anyway, there's that. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it.
Yes.
The other thing was a little nerd time for Francis and me. You sci-fi nerds get a lot of airtime, and Frances, I recently found out through Facebook, is as much of a classic car nut as I am, and she has been posting what I consider porn on her Facebook page for weeks. I want to thank her for that.
Frances, I did not know this about you.
Thank you. I love those cars. I love a Bugatti. What do you love?
Oh, my father drove a 41 Packard as a daily driver when I was growing up.
So beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a business coupe. It wasn't anything fancy. It was like the lowest end, but that was the car he loved as a kid. And so when he was an adult, he found one and drove it for, gosh, decades. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to thank you for Francis for letting me geek out with you on Facebook. And we have a lot of mutual friends out there. I want to ask you to say hello to them for
aww.
Me.
By the way, here's a fun fact. I believe that the Italian investigation, Travis, that uncovered.
Scusi?
No, it's called Bugatti. That was the name of the.
Oh, Scusi.
Yeah.
I think Scusi's a better name.
I think it was Operation Bugatti. I don't know. It's like, Francis, what, Angela, I asked Glenn Kirshner earlier, is nothing going to come of that? Or are we just not going to hear anything else about that? I just was asking, is that, clearly John Durham made it go away, whatever it was. But even he and Bill Barr, who existed to cover up crimes for Donald Trump, felt it was serious enough. They had to even do some sort of fake investigation. I just want to know, is it over?
Well, they're okay with, I mean, George Santos wanted in Brazil. We all know that.
Yeah.
Like, they are really okay with crime.
Yeah.
From representatives, and they're totally okay with it.
Oh, by the way, I forgot. This was in my Santos stack as well. George Santos tried to fake not being able to speak Portuguese when confronted with Brazilian reporters' questions about his lawyer in that country serving time for a gang-related offense.
Uh-huh.
His lawyer's in jail?
Yes, his lawyer, the guy he hired to represent him in a Brazilian fraud case, I think that's where Santos used a stolen checkbook, allegedly.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's a no-no.
His lawyer was sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in a fatal shooting of a mechanic 3 years earlier. He was reportedly paid for the hit. When reporters tried to ask Santos questions about the lawyer, Santos replied he didn't understand Portuguese, despite speaking Portuguese fluently in interviews, and then did not respond to questions sent in English. So he just apparently, maybe, do they teach that at Kalier-Holitsky? Is there a thing where you mm-hmm. lose the ability to speak every language?
Well, see, this language? You don't understand. We teach, in the techniques program,
yes.
We teach something mm-hmm. called the drain, where you drain out all previous right. information and education,
yeah.
and then restock the mind.
Got it.
Because, like a pond. Like a pond with fish. And yeah.
The draining part is one fee. Yeah, the restocking is another
of
fee.
Of course it is. Yeah. No, because mm-hmm. I've heard of instances where suddenly people can speak languages they didn't. But maybe this is a reverse thing that George Santos has, where you suddenly lose the ability to speak every language that you know.
Exactly.
Well, in truth, he is a graduate of the Kalier-Holitsky College University and George Santos, and he actually has a PhD in pivoting, which is like, if you haven't seen my TED Talk on the totally irrational pivot, then you should.
Okay. I certainly will. I'm making a note of that right now. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Cozy Earth Pajamas and Sheets.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I believe that for a second, Frangela and I were on Oprah's Favorite Things. We were on her network.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But we didn't make it 5 years in a row, as I recall. Five years. Oprah's Favorite Things. Cozy Earth Pajamas, Sheets, the softest, the most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding. Do you worry about being responsible? I do.
I do.
Yes.
Okay. You care about responsible sourcing. You're like, that's bull on the Twitter. So you would care that this is responsibly sourced. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. It's responsibly sourced. It's sustainable. Come on. Okay. Did I mention Cozy Earth bedding is also temperature regulating? You sleep comfortable year-round. Their loungewear, their pajamas, their new premium waffle bath towels, all fantastic. Save 35% right now at Cozy Earth bedding. If you go to CozyEarth.com, type in the promo code Stephanie. That's 35% off at CozyEarth.com with the promo code Stephanie.
Oh, yes. Here she is, Stephanie Miller, host of the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah. We got the group in the house tonight.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Alert devices. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe Now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Come on.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller. The radio.
This is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, as you can tell by the empty chair.
Yeah. Stephanie ran out of the room as the music was starting, so I have no idea what's going on.
I hear the garage door opening.
Yeah,
something's going on. She jumped up and ran.
She may have to move her car.
Did you guys let her off of the leash? Did you guys?
She chewed her way through the leash.
Yeah. Now she's back to explain what happened to her. Well, hello.
That would be the chimney sweep is here.
Well, Chim Chim Cheree to you,
chim,
too.
Chim Chim Chim
Dick Van Dyke is here, and you didn't tell us?
Yes, Dick Van Dyke is in my house.
Okay.
Hi, Frangela. Sorry.
Hey.
By the way, I don't need to talk for the rest of the segment. All I need to do is read the headlines.
Yes.
Frangela. Street honoring John Lewis should be renamed for Trump, according to Tennessee Republicans. All right, I'm going to go.
Say what?
You know, let me tell you something. Don't even, get the thoughts out your heads.
Those Republicans, would you slap John Lewis's name and the taste out of their mouth while you slap them into infinity? Or
not only that, but what I can guarantee you name that street Trump, ain't nobody gonna drive down. All right? Because I'm gonna lay down in it. Y'all gonna have to drive over all kinds of black people.
Oh, I think people will just drive down that street and run over all the street signs.
Yes.
Oh, his name is Frank Nicely.
Oh, that's Nicely.
Yeah. No, he has introduced a bill that would rename a portion of Representative John Lewis Way to President Donald Trump Boulevard. Okay.
You know what? Do it. Let's go. Let's go. I'm sick. Let's do it. Do it. See what happens.
All right.
Do it.
Okay.
Let's go. I'm ready.
So, by the way, I didn't get to last week that Ron DeSantis, who's against cancel culture, has canceled African-American studies Florida. So
in school. You know, the fact of, in every way, watching America try to erase your culture, erase the education, erase the ability to be able to, for us to be able to tolerate and understand each other in this country. There is a war that is being fought, and we are not fighting it.
Yeah. Can I say something? And I think I'm guilty of this, too. When they keep repeating this critical race theory thing, and our first instinct is to say they don't teach it in any school because it's just one of the other imaginary things that they're trying to ban, that it is not taught in any grade school anywhere. But that shouldn't be the response, right?
No.
It shouldn't be the response because anyone that understands what it is or African-American study, it's teaching that we've had systemic racism, which any honest person would say is true. Mm-hmm. It's teaching our actual history, which includes slavery.
But,
so we shouldn't go, oh, they don't teach that, like it's something to be scared of.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is the point.
Don't you feel like it's like the pro-choice stuff, too? Like, we get in a defensive crouch when it should be a woman's choice, right. Period. We get all these, like, oh, but rape and incest and this and that. Don't give in to their arguments, right?
That's right. Because if we are in response to them, then that means we are being defensive.
Right.
And when we are in the leadership position of our own thoughts, our own narratives, we are in control.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. I realize that I'm guilty of it, too, because it is just one of the fictional things that they're trying to, like, run on the social issues. But that's not the point. And by the way, if it isn't taught, it should be taught.
It's like, thank you.
I mean,
they
don't even know what it is.
It's our history.
Yeah.
The reality is, you know, the utilization, the demagoguery, like never before in my life have I seen this so clearly shown what that word means. That using black people to distract, using racism to distract from the fact that you aren't doing anything, that you don't actually have an agenda. Like it is the most ridiculous. We going to ban an elective? Like, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Nobody is forced to take African-American history,
right.
Even if it's not. But we are forced to take whitewashed history in this country.
Yeah.
That we're forced to take.
Yeah. I mean, we were just doing a story earlier about in Ohio, there's, you know, I don't know how many, but, you know, a group of quite a few homeschooling parents that teach white supremacy, you know,
yes.
And there's apparently nothing they can do about that.
That's right. And that is the point of DeSantis taking over New College. That is was the point of Betsy DeVos, is these people from these organizations saying, we not only do we want to get rid of this public education, we want a Christian-centered education in all of American education.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it's
a weird kind of Christianity. Christianity that ignores some very basic principles, allegedly, of Christianity.
Yeah.
That's right.
We really should pay attention to what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida.
Absolutely.
I think with all the Trump criming, I think we're not. But it's just, you know, when you want to ban books, you want to ban people thinking, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's control.
Yep.
It's mental and educational control. So they want to control your bodies. They want to control your mind.
Yes. You know what? You know how you can take your body and your mind and your country back? Final word, idiot of the week, MSWmedia.com.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.